Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 4th, 2018. Today is the third Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from a portion of the psalm that was assigned for the Eucharist today. This is Psalm 19, beginning in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can tell how often he offends? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Then shall I be whole and sound and innocent of a great offense. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Here ends the reading. I think it's fair to say that for many Protestant Christians, we have a very different experience of the Hebrew Scriptures than what we hear in today's lines from the Psalms. For most Protestants, the generalization is that the Old Testament is full of strictures and antiquated rules and judgments, that the Old Testament is full of ways that we continue to hear how we are unworthy, and that the God we see in the Old Testament is always more than willing to blast us with judgment. And I think that that is a hyperbolic reading of the Old Testament and a very unfair way to engage with the scriptures that have been a part of our tradition since before there was a Christian church. These scriptures we call the Old Testament. Some people call the Hebrew Scriptures, but these are the words that form a people in covenant with God since the days of Abraham and Sarah, a people we call the Jews. I always think it's helpful for Christians to remember that Jews are our forebears in the faith, that Jews are the people who have experienced through their long history with God a way of understanding God that we Christians could learn from. And to the Jews, the reception of the law, the Torah, was good news. In the Torah, God has outlined the ways in which a person can be in relationship with God. In the law, the Torah, people come to understand how to be in relationship with God and how to be in relationship with one another. And isn't that what we're all after, really? So the law of God is not seen as this onerous burden by the Jews. It's received as pure gift. The God that the Jews worship is the God who communicates, a God who is as close as the Word, a God who is constantly seeking after God's people and drawing them further and further toward relationship with that God. If we think about it as Christians, that's the basis upon which our own faith comes into being. Remember the words from the Gospel of John? This same God who speaks the world into existence, This same God who speaks the law to the people of God known as the Jews is the God who speaks again, this time in person, in the person of Jesus. And to use the language of John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God, the same God who gives the law, is the God who is the Word, and the Word becomes flesh, and that Word is Jesus. I think it's really helpful for those of us who would tend toward what I call a very one-dimensional understanding of the Hebrew Scriptures. It would be very helpful for us to ruminate on what it means to receive the whole of Scripture as a gift. Even the parts that offend our modern sensibilities, even the parts that don't make much sense, even the parts that are opaque, even the parts that we know have been used in unfortunate ways over the course of human history, to spend the time with the Scriptures, to hear them as the Jews hear the Scriptures, as gift from God. What would it be like to hear the words of Scripture as something that can revive our souls? I don't know about you, but my soul is constantly needing reviving. And the clarity that comes from spending time with Scripture, the way that we come to understand God and know God and love God, I think it's worth reflecting upon. Spending time with the Scriptures, even those parts that are unsettling to us. I love the last line of the passage that I read to you today. I say it every Sunday before the early liturgy and every Wednesday before celebrating the Eucharist. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. And I don't have the capacity to have my words and meditations be acceptable unless I have something to think about and meditate upon. And that thing is the words of God that we have through the power of Scripture. Our words can be acceptable once we have had our heart inundated by the words of Scripture. And for Christians, we read the Scriptures in light of a person, the person that we believe is the embodiment of the Word of God, Jesus of Nazareth. I think these are important things to carry with us through this Lenten season. Upon what are we meditating? Upon what are we thinking? About what are we speaking? God only knows, there is plenty of stuff out there that's not worth thinking about. Certainly not conducive to good meditation. And there are plenty of things that we talk about over the course of the day that don't give light to our eyes, that aren't sweet as honey from the comb. We've got some work to do. And it begins, I think, by listening. Our words can be acceptable when we temper them with spending time with the gift that is God's Word, the Holy Scriptures. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.